Obviously, we just concluded our mandatory minicamp. The players are breaking now, and we're getting ready to it'll be a quick turnaround for us, and we're excited about reporting at St. John Fisher.
Jim Kelly, coming out, did you just plan for a while, or could you just comment on him?
What was the last part? I'm sorry.
Comment on him, talking
to him. The first part of the question, no, it wasn't planned, okay? And, we always appreciate it, and, obviously, personally, for myself, I missed having, Jim around. He was great for myself and great for, Coach Hackett and coming around and talking to us and, having great insight and being a true Bill, in every sense of the word. So, we're with him. We're fighting through this, just like he's been there with us, trying to fight through what we're going through. So, we support him, and it was great for him to get out there and be amongst the team, which I think he feels comfortable about, and having the strength to address them. And he made a good point, and it's one that we drive home with the players. Buffalo is a special place with special people, in this area. And, Jim's message was, when he was a player here, they supported him. And obviously now, through his fight and his battles, they're supporting him, just as much, if not more now. And I think that says a lot for the people in this region. And I think that's a good point, and our players have to understand that.
Are you excited about having 5 preseason games, a little bit longer of a training camp?
My thoughts on that? I'm excited, really. I really am. I'm excited that, we have those extra days and report. It's just like last year, I wasn't as excited last year because we had the least amount of practices. Now we'll have the most amount of practices. So I'm excited about that because we need that. We have a lot of hard work ahead of us.
Can you remember a season in your career where there was so many practices or an earlier start?
How? For me?
Not your playing career, your coaching career.
My coaching career? Yeah, I remember when we used to report in March, and have that stuff. So, it's just a product of what's gone on, I like doing things. I like being around the players. I like it. But the rules are the rules, and we play within the rules. So, but before, yeah, there's been some long training camps and long meetings and long days.
Coach, you were a lot of snaps at guard for Chris Hairston the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. Here, can you talk about what you like about him over there and maybe what you see?
Yeah, I think he's a big body, and it's a position. We have Craig Herbert there, we have Chris there. We have some of those younger guys, that are playing that position. And like we said, it's hard to judge at this time of year in shorts, how it's going to shake out, especially up front. So, we're putting everyone in there and giving an opportunity to learn that stuff so they can go ahead and compete.
When you go to camp, is that where it's?
I think we'll see how that goes, as we get closer to camp.
Can you gauge how far EJ might be, from the end of last June to where he is at the end of this June?
Well, quite a bit further, especially, the amount that we have in, the amount that was given to him. I think it's always at this stage and those guys, career, when I say those type of guys, young quarterbacks, especially one that hasn't practiced, as much as him, because of the injuries, to have, out of everyone on this football team, make no mistake about it, that position has the most. He's put in a lot of work. He has a much, much better understanding. It's exciting. What you hope to see as training camp and the installation goes in, you see it better the next time around. And then what happens after that is it starts getting better because now the playbook starts reducing to what you're going to do. So it's a natural reaction. The thing that we were concentrating on, and I said it before, was to make sure that he had the fundamentals that I think a lot of people may not be able to see because we're always looking for the end result. But I think in these last couple of days, we've had some good results with yesterday, probably being the best day he's ever, that he's had really, in third down, when he was here. So there's a lot of things that are going on that you get excited about, and we have to carry that on and go and do that when the preseason comes.
Can you speak to the importance of the next month when it comes to retention? Much onus is on them and their responsibility to learn the playbook, especially the young guys.
Yeah, I think, what happens is I've always had a philosophy of that you never really start where you left off. I've always said that. I talked to the players early on about, you know, retention, meaning we're going over a lot of things, putting a lot of information in, and it's important that you can retain this stuff so when we report to camp. We're going to go ahead and reinstall, and that's the way we teach, again, the same installation that we've done over these days. So this way they get the same installation at least three times. When you do that and they can recall the plays and what we want to do, they that enables them to concentrate on the technique and the little things that can really make a difference. So when we talk about retention, that's what we're looking for, being able to retain so we can get into more of the detail, you know, of what we're trying to accomplish.
A little bit like school where you kind of give an overview of what was taught before before you get into the more detailed stuff.
Repeat that again.
Well, when you get to training camp,
right?
And you say that you kind of you don't pick up where you left off.
Right.
Are you saying that you kind of have more of an overview of stuff that was taught before you headed, while when you start training camp?
Well, I think if you take it for when I say you never really start where you left off, if you take that for granted, it'll get you. You know what I'm saying? So what you do is you start, we install three segments the same way. So this way they get the information presented to them three times the same way. So in training camp is the third type, they get the third time they get the information. Meaning that once they get it, you hope to get through that information quicker. The things that you spent a lot of time on, you hope to get to that quicker so you can get to the little things that make a difference in it. The little type of techniques, you know, and go beyond. If you still find your time, spending your time on the first thing, when you first installed it, just the philosophy of it, and it gets a little slow, then you got to slow down. That's why you'll see teams during training camp, they'll say, hey, you know, we need to stop the installation, slow this thing down, okay, and then we'll pick it up later on.
Coach, you seem a little physical towards the end of practice. Is that something you saw also, and is that good? Is that good going into camp?
Absolutely not. You know, I wouldn't use the term physical. I would just use the term we're going out there and executing our plays. You know, this is a time of year where, you know, the NFL and our team, we're not looking to be combative and physical where we're knocking each other down because, you know, we're trying to get our players mentally prepared. So I can't make those comments.
What do you think of the mental execution of knowledge of plays, people going in the right place? As, you know, do you think it had improved? Was it, are you satisfied with people knowing what to do out there this week?
I think you have a certain amount of categories in people. You know, I think to be general about everyone, it's kind of tough because you have rookies, you have first-year players, you know, you have veterans. But I was very pleased with the rookies. And I think that that's a good measure of the teaching that's going on and how well other people should pick it up. So from that standpoint, you know, did we see times when the information, you know, became – for lack of a better term, maybe overwhelming, yes. And then we had to just step back with them. But I thought overall I was very happy with the way they were able to retain that information, you know, especially the stuff that we put on Sammy's plate, you know, being the first pick. And then a couple of the other guys, too.
Did you feel that Marcel did a good job, you know, back at work this week on the field?
You're talking about, like, actually how he played or how he prepared or at overall?
Yeah,
I thought, you know, our goal was to come back here and for him to be focused. And I thought he did a very good job focusing on the football part. And then now when he leaves, we talked about, you know, focusing on the next step and getting ready, you know, to come to camp.
On that note, this next month where the players aren't at camp and they don't all report to the same place, how important it is to kind of keep that stability off the field to make sure people aren't getting into trouble, and especially with a young team that they're not influencing that? Because you kind of want that from your veteran leadership when they walk into it.
I think it's more, as an individual, morally, you just do the right thing. So I don't even look at it beyond,
you know. Anything to the team about that? I mean, is there anything?
We always talk. I always say, you know, it's my obligation to make sure I say it. Sometimes I say it just, you know, just to make sure that, you know, we're reiterating a lot of points of what I've always said. You know, I look for my players to be good role models. I look for them to be, you know, good community, good in the community. You know, we have a lot of young people that are going to come watch us play. So, you know, it's part of the message that we give to our players. I'm not, you know, do we make mistakes? You know, absolutely. You know, but we're constantly trying to correct it and do it the right way.
How can guys get better over the next month while they're not here, leading into training?
I don't know if I have enough time to answer that question because there's a lot of things that you can do. I mean, the one thing you have to do is, you know, you have to be careful from a nutrition standpoint, a sleep standpoint. You have to get ready. You know, you're going to a training camp. it's a lot more difficult than people think, you know, what you go through. Not only just, you know, the physical part of it, but for some, the emotional part. Am I going to make this team? Am I not going to make this team? You know, I had a bad play. You know, did the coaches think I have a bad practice? There's a lot going on mentally that you got to be prepared for. It's not easy to go through that camp. You know, at the end of the day, we sit down and we write about players and, you know, so-and-so didn't make the team and so didn't get cut, you know, and we take it for granted. You know, it's a life-changing experience for these guys. And I don't think anyone that really hasn't gone through it really understands the amount of work that they put into it. You know, if you think that these guys are going to, you know, leave here and go lay out on the beach somewhere and do nothing all day and then just report to camp, it can't happen. You know, there's testing that gets done at camp that these players have to be ready for because physically they have to be at a certain level to be able to go out there and perform.
What effect might having a bit of a shortened break, you know, only a month off, have on the team, if any?
Hopefully good. I mean, you know, from a retention standpoint, you know, it's a quick turnaround, so we should be in good shape.
Are there any players, Coach, that you aren't expecting to be ready for the start of camp from an injury perspective?
Not to my knowledge, but go ahead and I want you to back me up on this. I mean, not that I know of, no.
So okay. TJ Graham didn't do any teamwork, you expecting him
to be there? We'll just be in careful, yes. I do expect him to be there. Outside of any setback that would have happened, you've seen him today, he's running around pretty good.